T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Congratulations. Earlier this morning, a listener by the name of Song won herself a trip to see this band, Depeche Mode, in Paris, part of K-Rock World Tour 2023, destination number 6. There will be more destinations and more bands coming up. But right now, let's talk all things Depeche Mode. I think they're supposed to be coming through the... what channel, Omar? 6?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Can they hear us? It's very exciting, but but technically, we're doing it a whole new way, so you can see it. Allie, clear your throat before we do that.
Good. But I still don't remember doing it.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Can you hear us?
Yes, loud and clear.
Dave Gahan, Martin Gore, Depeche Mode. It's an honor to be able to say that for now the fifth decade, we have new music of yours to play on K-Rock.
It is weird when you get to see, when you get that put in front of you and you kind of look at it and then now it's like, wow. Yeah, I guess time did fly by. I do relate more to that, in my mind, that time, it's still, you know, I still feel young like that, I guess. I guess what I'm trying to say.
You're a band that for me is always led with emotion, the songs. A good song for me is always something that makes me feel something emotionally. I know that when you talk about bands, you know, you were inspired in so many ways by Bowie because emotionally kind of always evolving. And then I think of all the artists that we play on K-Rock, right? The Killers, and Nine Inch Nails, and Muse, and all these bands, Coldplay, that have mentioned you are their inspiration. Yeah, Depeche Mode is the inspiration for these artists and these bands. And I always wonder, when you hear that from a band, and you don't like the band, do you go, oh no, that's not good about us?
I think we're always quite flattered. Across the board, it's sort of, if you inspire anybody to make music or to, you know, try it for themselves or in any way, shape or form, we must be doing something good. That was the same for us. Like you talked about Bowie, and there's this inspiration to want to join that club, you know.
Do you ever hear a song from one of those other bands and you think, oh, that sounds like us?
They've stolen our sound and they've done it better. No, we don't really. Bands who say they're inspired by us, yeah, it's very flattering. But I don't often think that they really sound that much like us.
No. I think as well, that's an interesting point, because I think quite often as well, they're not trying to sound like us. It's more like the fact that we kind of were very much do-it-yourself. We kind of built our own thing, and with the help of people like you, got our music out there, you know, in a very sort of alternative way. And it wasn't the norm. It's never been normal. Depeche Mode has never been a kind of band that you could put into a category. And also, we with the help of others, people like Daniel Miller, you know, and different producers and engineers over the years, we created something that has become, you know, its own thing. And I think other bands and artists are inspired by that idea as well, that you've got to go your own way. You'll be told to do this and do that and go in this direction, and you'll have a hit if you do this and you do this. We never really, that wasn't something that we ever played into.
We're chatting today on K-Rock because you have a new album that'll be out in about a month, and you have a new tour that has been selling very well. In fact, new dates just added to Los Angeles, because you sold out the Forum like that pretty quickly. Now you got new shows added December 15th and 17th at the Crypto.com Arena. So obviously things are doing well. When you put a new show or tour on the market, do you get anxious and go, I wonder, are we going to sell? Do you know it's going to sell out right away? Do you still ask for an update? How quickly did it sell out? Or do you not care about that at all?
It's incredible. You know, the tickets are just flying, and the single is just getting an amazing response too. And maybe it's come along at a fortunate time in our career. Fortunate for us that we've released something that's probably more commercial than anything we've released in a long time. But it's come along at the right time after the spike of the Enjoy the Silence TikTok thing and The Last of Us, Never Let Me Down Again. Maybe that all of that coming together has really culminated in this big explosion.
And you left out the most important one, which is the Cocaine Bear. I mean, you guys are in the Cocaine Bear movie, right?
I just heard about that.
What, are we in that?
Yeah.
Oh, you're learning about this for the first time now?
I'm kind of intrigued by this film. I want to see this.
It's let me tell you, I saw it. It's an amazing movie. But when your song hit, it was like the perfect. I always believe music can do this, and it's one of the magical things. You just can't get enough at a time when the bear's got a face full of cocaine, and it was a beautiful moment. Really magical.
That song has been used in so many forms for so many different metaphors, but the bear with his face in a bowl of cocaine or whatever that is, that's got to take the biscuit.
That's the one. So now everyone, when they wonder, what can they not get enough of? Is it love? Is it food? Is it sex? It's a bear with cocaine. Now we know.
Well, we also know why we're suddenly doing well again. It's obviously all to do with that.
Hang tight, Dave Gahan, Martin Gore, Depeche Mode now, and more with Depeche Mode after Depeche Mode right here on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Feel kind of guilty talking over Depeche Mode music while Depeche Mode is on our phone right now. Dave Gahan, Martin Gore, the chat continues with the great guys at Depeche Mode. New album, new tour, the whole thing.
Yeah, we were just talking about, you know, TikTok and the HBO show and Cocaine Bear. I mean, with all this stuff happening, you have to agree you guys are having a huge resurgence right now, right?
Yeah, it's weird. This is happens sometimes throughout. If you last the test of time, and we kind of, I guess, have for a rock and roll band or any kind of whatever however you want to describe that. You know, I think at certain points something aligns. I don't know what that is. Like things, and it just right now. I think Martin and I are quite fortunate, especially as we've been through a lot in the last year, and this is still a thing that we're going through, having lost Fletch. Things change and something is shifting, and things, for some reason, you don't really know. You don't really know what's going to happen next. So, but, you know, there are some weird, strange things happening.
Well, when the news broke about Fletch, I mean, obviously we talked about it on the show and on the station. And did you have a moment between the two of you where you decided, hey, you know, this is it for Depeche Mode? Or did you feel like you owed it to him to keep going?
Well, obviously it was, really tough. But we had a schedule already booked that Andy was due to, you know, join us with and start recording the album. And we decided that it was better for us to carry on with that schedule because we could focus on music, something that we were both passionate about and, you know, something that we could get lost in. And I think that really helped us at that time to get over Andy's loss.
I think when you lose someone, like, you know, it's, you know, you don't really, it's something you learn to deal with. You don't really get over it, you know. And I mean, my experience of losing people that are close to you. And Fletch is just someone that we've spent the best part of our adult lives with, day in, day out, sometimes for years together at any particular time. That has changed forever. I think we're still learning how to come to terms with that. And the music, as with anything in life, has always helped to and always is part of that change and that acceptance and that journey of life.
How do you think Fletch would feel about the album? Like, if in one sentence review, you think he would like it?
Some of it. he might have something to say about all the songs being about death.
But no, I mean, he was the band's biggest fan. Yeah. You know, I think honestly, out of all of us, he was the one who loved being in the band the most.
Yeah.
And, you know, would be its biggest advocate wherever he went. Ultimately, he would have come to terms with this record no matter what. He would have loved it.
He would definitely have had something to say about the title. But there are some songs, for instance, like Ghost Again. I'm pretty sure that from the off and from the get-go, just like I was when I first heard this song when Martin sent it to me as a demo, like, I knew that, that this song was going to sort of be something really special for this record. And I know that Fletch would have been the same with that as well. Yeah. And excited about, he would have been extremely excited right now about the response that we're receiving from the song.
Dave Gahan, Martin Gore, Depeche Mode, a new album, a new tour. Hopefully now that you're going to be in LA for almost the entire month of December, you can stop on by and hang out at K-Rock. We'd love to have you here. Thank you as always for the...
I have one question. Should we bring winter jackets? Because I hear that it's snowing there.
Let me tell you something right now. This is official Depeche Mode weather we're getting. It is cold, it is dark, and it is making you feel things. But I would say definitely pack your coats, pack your skirts, whatever you want to pack.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, thanks so much. Good talking to you again.
Yes, thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.